Summer Landscape by Peder Mork Mohenstil, painted in 1911. Welcome to this audio guide, in which we'll be spending a short time together with this painting. The scene is a lazy summer's day on the banks of a river, probably in Denmark. Our eye takes in the boat in the foreground, the winding expanse of water, the punt in the background, with one, or is it two, figures, and the quiet-looking landscape beyond. But it's not a lazy summer's day for some. Over on the right of the picture, we can spot three figures haymaking. Are they sweltering in the heat of a mid-afternoon, or working comfortably in the freshness of the morning? How can we tell what time of day it is? A good place to look is the shadows. If you look at the shadows of the hayricks over on the far right, you'll find that they're fairly short. So that's an indication that it's probably quite near midday. Traditionally, hay was often, but not always, cut in the morning after the dew had dried. So this might give us a clue. However, a large field could take all day and more to scythe. So we could be any time from mid-morning to mid-afternoon. What are the figures doing? Two seem to be holding rakes and raking up the hay into stacks. The stacks look like they're covered with some type of cloth to protect from the weather. The third figure might be scything. Scything was often carried out in a group, given the tiring task it was, although a talented scyther could cut an acre of hay in a day, or 4,046 square metres, which is 4,840 square yards. That's a lot of hay. Here's an account of scything taking place in the 19th century, showing that men felt a keen sense of competition with each other when scything in a group. Quote, "Always they laughed and gossiped and chafed a little. Then the man whose turn it was to lead struck three sharp taps on his stone with his scythe, a sound that was both a signal and a challenge, and they were off. If someone lagged in his stroke, the fellow, literally at his heels, cried out the jocular warning, 'Get out of my way, or I'll cut your legs off.'" Farming life in 1911, when this painting was created, was still largely unmechanised, and workers would have had to toil very hard physically for long hours in the fields. It must have been exhausting to scythe all day. Coming home to a pleasant cottage would have been very welcome. Can we see any such building in this picture? Over on the far left of the painting, we can see the top of a building. A small gable and a pitched roof peeps out from behind the trees. It could be where the workers live. What do you think the temperature's like? Have a look at the clothing of the various figures. Are there any clues there? We can see some broad sun hats, some rolled up sleeves, but also full length sleeves. The sky is certainly bright and there's sunshine, but there's also some cloud. Do you think the light looks bright or hazy? Do you think there's any breeze? Looking at the foliage and the surface of the water can give clues about this. Is there some suggestion of movement, or is everything quite still? So how do you think the air would feel on your skin if you were out in the hayfield? Hot or just warm? We were thinking about the light a moment ago, whether it's bright or hazy. Now let's look at the light a bit more, because there's a good deal of variety shown if we scan around the canvas. As the viewer, we ourselves are as if standing on a bank, dappled with sunlight. If you take your attention over to the boat in the foreground, the sunlight dapples the boat. Moving your eye to the grasses along the near bank, see how the painter has picked out the details off which the light's bouncing. you might notice broad blades of grass reflecting the sunlight and frothy clouds of grass seed heads picked out as highlights by the painter. There are more sun highlights to spot. In the left-hand foreground, there's a V-shape created by two tree trunks growing diagonally in opposite directions. And on the right-hand trunk of this V, there's a splash of light where the sun's catching the tree bark. All around the V-shaped tree trunks, there are dancing little brush strokes of light, indicating leaves catching the sun. Beyond this is a sunlit meadow area, and far back is that little rooftop we noticed earlier. Over on the right-hand bank, we have shade and sunlight in bands. But the further back we go, the more sun shines brightly across that distant hayfield or meadow. What else can we notice? Looking at the river and starting at the nearby boat, let your eye meander back, following the curve of the left-hand bank into the shade of the trees. Now let your eyes move around to the right again, to that tall tree in the middle ground and that bright spot of yellow sunlit meadow we can just see through the trees. The lily pads in the river form another subtle curve, tempting our eye backwards into the middle distance. And in this middle distance, we see a boat being punted around a bend in the river and moving towards us. It seems to be punted by a woman. Is she alone? Is that a bundle in the front of the boat, or another person? As she moves her boat along, what sounds accompany her from where you, the viewer, are standing on the riverbank? You might hear the distant slap of water against the side of the boat. The dip of her oar. Maybe she's calling to the farmers in the field. And you might even hear the sounds of the field work drifting across the air to you. Is there any bird song? Any other sounds? What if, in your imagination, you were to step into that nearby boat now and push off from the bank? Grasp the warm wood of the oar and dip it into the water. Where might you go? What might you see as you glide along the river? Will you take a picnic with you? Where would you stop to eat it? Will you have a friend or pet with you? Lean back now in the sunshine and let your hand trail down into the water. How does it feel? We've come to the end of this audio guide now, although you're welcome to spend more time looking at the painting on your own. Next, you might like reflecting on what you most enjoyed about this brief activity, so scroll down to wrap up your painting to have a go at this.